Paul Noglows, executive producer, Forbes AgTech Summit.
Real quickly, tell me what the point of this event is. This is the second year. Tell me what the point of this event is.
The point of the event is really to shine the Forbes spotlight on all the amazing innovation taking place in the agricultural technology space. We're really focused on how do you identify, how do you foster, how do you fund, and most importantly, how do you implement these technologies. And so we just had a discussion between Bruce Taylor of Taylor Farms and Dan Harbaugh from Soft Robotics. And like that's the best example I can think of. Like, Taylor is now in a beta test. They're putting Soft Robotics arms into their processing lines, and that's what this is really all about. I mean, we do address the big questions, water, how are you going to feed the planet in 2050, but we're really much more focused on today and what are the innovations and what are the things we can do to really revolutionize this industry.
There's two hurdles in this whole thing. One is getting growers to adopt technology. The second is bridging that gap of getting that technology to be actionable. This helps that second one.
It absolutely helps the second point. And one of the points I made, we need much more collaboration between startups. We need much more collaboration. You know, you have folks making myriad solutions, but like we heard this morning, like that has to bring the grower into the equation. And the grower's got to be asked, what are the problems that you need us to solve? Too often, it's the other way around. They come up with a solution that maybe really doesn't fit very well for the prevailing problem. So it's absolutely right. And that's what we're trying to do here. We have over 40 companies in the AgTech Showcase. And I think what really sets this summit apart is that we have a very high preponderance of growers. A lot of these conferences, you see the money guys get together and you see the startups, but somehow they leave the growers out of the equation. And we think that they're the most important part of the equation because they're the ones who are actually putting this to work in their fields and in their plants.
Even after just yesterday with the tours, you see a lot of business getting started here between these groups.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really what's most amazing to us. I think Bruce said 6 or 8 things got started out of last year. Kip Tom from Indiana, he gave me a similar number. He gave me 5 or 6 things that came out of this. So that is what it's about. It's not just a lot of talk and a lot of focus on the problems. It's really a focus on solutions and real world solutions that these folks can go and try out and put to work.
Last question here. What's the importance of having this here in California where so many of these crops are grown and the fact that the Silicon Valley is here where so much of this technology is being built?
I really think, I mean, that's always been kind of the tagline is, you know, where the Salinas and Silicon Valleys meet. I think, you know, you just have a great coming together of, you've got, you know, over 100 years of agriculture know-how coming together with the proximity to Silicon Valley. So you've got the tech know-how and the entrepreneurial know-how. And this is, it's starting to draw folks from all over the country. Like, you know, Soft Robotics, they're from Cambridge. Kip Tom's here from Indiana. So it's not just a Western show. At the same time, this is, Salinas is the perfect place to have it.